Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
1 year ago today, on October 7, a horrible situation occurred in southern Israel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's really hard to sum up what happened a year ago, but I just, you know, all the memories come back of the various videos and what happened. I think of those young people that went to that festival. They were celebrating peace, and all of a sudden, all these terrorists came and attacked them, and some were taken hostage, some were killed. So much tragedy happened just in that event where they were trying to celebrate and be joyous.
You know, we actually had two different groups of people that we were taking to Israel toward the end of October of 2023. Mm-hmm. One busload of Christian legislators and another busload of other individuals that we were leading tour in Israel. And I remember what happened on Saturday, that October 7th, and the news broke about what occurred. But you couldn't really fathom what occurred until you started looking at the videos. And
right,
just like the Nazis filmed some of the atrocities that they were doing to the Jews and others during the Holocaust, these Hamas terrorists did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. In a recorded message, one of the Hamas leaders said, "This is the day of the greatest battle to end the last occupation on earth." So in summary, they want to get rid of the Jews and wipe Israel off the map.
Well, and these Hamas terrorists, and when we think of them as terrorists, you might think, if you're not really aware of what's taking place and what has taken place there, that these are like older people who are like militaristic. And certainly it includes those. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But it's also young kids. It's young kids that have been indoctrinated from birth. And that has been going on for years and years and years in the schools, particularly those that were sponsored by the United Nations. Mm-hmm. Those were taking place not only in Gaza, but also throughout different parts of Israel in some of the Palestinian-controlled or occupied, I should say, locations. But I remember looking at videos, and I've seen so many of these horrible situations. It's impossible to get these images out of your head.
Yeah.
But one of them that was so horrific was this individual had actually killed people, and one case killed this woman, and then took her cell phone, and then made a call to the daughter and the family members of that person from the victim's cell phone, having filmed what they had done on their cell phone, and sent that video to the children of their mother being slaughtered by Hamas.
Beyond,
I mean, it's
evil,
just
beyond
imagination that this would happen. The horrific situations that occurred there. The amazing thing is that these Jews who lived in those kibbutz, in kibbutzim, these communities there along the Gaza area in southern Israel, many of them had people that they would bring in from Gaza, and they would work in their communities. They had seen these individuals. Little did they know that these same individuals would return home at night with handmade maps of the streets and the people who lived in the homes. They were making intelligence information to take back to Hamas. They were part of Hamas, and they were pretending to be friends to these individuals. These individuals would be cared for by the Jewish people. They would be treated in the Jewish hospitals. And they would see these individuals on a regular basis. And they were making maps so that when Hamas came in on October 7, they would know exactly who lived in what home and where to go. That's how they knew all this information. And they also gathered these young people, intentionally so, down in the southern part of Israel, near that region of Gaza, so that they could gather for a peace festival concert.
Right.
They were there for peace.
And they just invaded
them. They invaded these people, and they slaughtered them, and they burned them. It's unbelievable.
And so many were taken hostage. I mean, you remember all the signs, including Americans, were taken hostage, and some are still being held.
What is amazing to me is that some people would then condemn Israel and the Jewish people, and they would say that they're occupiers. Well, you know what? If you go back and look at the land and the history of the land, the names that are there, that are still there, are names that you'll find in the Bible. That was before there were such a person as a Palestinian. Palestinian, the term Palestinian, is a political construct. Mm-hmm. It came about after 1967. It was not in existence then. They were Arabs. Some were Christians. Most were Muslims. But they identified as Arabs, or they identified with the Ottoman Empire. When the Ottoman Empire fell in 1917, they didn't have anything to identify with. They were no longer Ottomans. So then they identified as either Jordanians or Syrians. There was no such thing as Palestinians. Israel became a nation in the modern times in 1948. There were no Palestinian identity at the time. Then what happened is after the 1967 war, when some of the different surrounding nations tried to obliterate Israel and Israel pushed them back in 6 days, it was after that that Palestinian Liberation Organization, remember the PLO, PLO that was responsible for the kidnapping and the murder of the Olympic athletes, remember that, during the Olympics where they kidnapped and they murdered those Israeli athletes? That was part of the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. That's when they started to come up with this idea of a Palestinian identity. It's a political construct. And it then was used as a political construct against the Jewish people in Israel. And so they began to indoctrinate kids from young, having been to Israel more than 30 times, leading tours, speaking to people, Jewish, those that are of different kinds of faith, Christian, those that are even Muslim, that are more of the moderate side, that reject this kind of radicalism. What's clear is that they had been indoctrinating kids from the cradle to kill and hate Jews. And so they actually had plays and other things that they would do in the schools and songs that they would have them sing. You can find them online. I'm not making any of this up. Where they would actually imitate killing Jews, executing people. They would have these little toy guns shooting people in the head. This was part of their school plays. This is part of what they did. And so when October 7 happened, it was the people of Gaza. And if you look at these celebrations, when they brought these, remember the woman that was brutally killed and on the back of a pickup truck?
The one
on the motorcycle?
Yeah.
When they were brought into Gaza, the people are celebrating like they just won the Super Bowl or something.
Right. This is horrendous. This is the satanic motive that's going on. But you think about also, I mean, this country is the size of New Jersey. And how many times have we seen Israel, people try to destroy Israel and then they get rebuilt? I mean, God's hand is definitely on this country and on these people. But what's happening to them simply because they're Jewish is horrendous.
Well, and behind all of this is Iran. Iran is Shia. It's a branch of Islam. Saudi Arabia, Syria, they're Sunni. There is a religious war between the Shia and the Sunni. And so Iran hates Sunnis, those people that are in Syria, those people that are in Saudi Arabia, hates Jews, hates Christians. Iran is the biggest exporter of terror, so they're the ones that are behind Hamas in Gaza, and they're the ones that are behind the Hezbollah in Lebanon. And there's a documentary that just recently came out. Why are the Syrians celebrating the death of Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, because they have also had unspeakable crimes against the people there. Women raped, husbands killed, murdered. They were sold into sex trafficking by Hezbollah. This is a radical terrorist organization backed by Iran. Israel's fight is our fight. And I think we have seen that happen here in America with all this anti-Semitism. We need to pray for Israel. We need to stand with Israel. And we need to say never, ever, never again. Never again on October 7. Pray for Israel. Stand with Israel. For more information, go to cidisrael.org. That's cidisrael.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.